edition of the Henry Norman Show on WRMI World Radio Miami International. I am Henry Norman, glad you tuned in. You can hear us on 9955 kHz on shortwave on the internet at www.wrmi.net. In addition, this program can be heard on several podcast portals in just a few days. Remember, there is also an EQSL again. You will receive this if you write me a reception report. HenryNormanShow@gmail.com is the address. If you are a station operator in the United States and your radio station is looking for a presenter and you like my moderation, write me to me. I'm looking forward to working together. We start with a lady who has the noble title of Baroness. In 1972, the Greek-born singer was supposed to compete for Germany in the Eurovision Song Contest. The station wanted her to go to advance notice. She didn't want that, so she went to Luxembourg with the song, took part in the competition for the small principality and won. In French, the song is called Après Toi. In Germany, Dann kamst du, and in English, come what may.
There were times in the days gone by when I thought I was living, having fun with all the friends I knew. Now it seems all so long ago, for my life changed completely from the moment I met you. Past was like, I will live for tomorrow. Yesterday is very far away. Now you're here, everything is new. You are all that I long for, and I long for you to stay. Come what may, I will love you forever, and forever my heart belongs to you. Come what may, for as long as I'm living, I'll be living only for you. Now I know
The children's series The Naked Brother Band is one of the most successful series of all times in the United States at Nickelodeon. This is about kids starting a band. The series was not quite as successful in Germany. Only the first season was shown here. By the way, the band really exists. And here comes a song of them. Mystery Girl.
Who's that mystery girl?
Who's that mystery girl?
Who I see on my block?
Who I see on my block?
I never believed in love at first sight, but I was wrong, oh wrong. I never believed in love at first sight, but I was wrong, oh wrong. I will get you, mystery girl, if it takes everything. You might not remember me, but I remember you. Who's that mystery girl?
Who's that mystery girl?
Who I see on the block?
Who I see on the block?
I never believed in love at first sight, but I was wrong, oh wrong. I never believed in love at first sight, but I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong. I will find you whatever it takes.
Unfortunately, the next band's website is only in French language. In 1997, the band Brenren 3000 was founded in Canada. Although they also tried to become known in North America, there were chart positions only in Europe. This is Brenren 3000, Drinking in LA.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brenren concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you going to all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock floor. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring, ding, ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and I want those three Brenren tickets, man. What do you think? Todd.
It's alive, alive.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-word fool, Julie Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I said, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the pain after the labor. Still I need a fix.
Yeah,
and the girls on the bus kept on laughing at us. We rode around town down to Venice again. Blaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right. Hey, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
Corbin Besson and Jonah Marais are the members of the next band. I always research interesting facts about the band members. And then I noticed that one of the young men shares my birthday. Jack Avery and I both celebrate our birthdays on July the 1st. Except he's 26 years younger than me. We are now listening to the band Love Song. The band is called Why Don't We? There is only one answer to that. Why not?
I wrote another love song, baby, about you. I've written one for every second without you. It goes like this, oh, it goes like this, oh.
Working, lately I've been working on myself. Type to ask for help from somebody else.
From somebody else.
You came out of nowhere like a hurricane. Pull me in and kiss me in the rain. And I fell for ya. And my whole life changed.
Oh, I find all my inspiration.
Another love song, baby, about you. I've written one for every second without you. It goes like this, oh, it goes like this, oh. I wanna see the hotel, but with you, baby. Yeah, you could be the one, girl, you're driving me crazy. It feels like this, oh, it feels like this. Another love song, baby, about you. I've written one for every second without you. It goes like this.
In 1984, the Harries won the Eurovision Song Contest and had a hit that everyone in Sweden knows today, 40 years later. The Harries are the brothers Per, Richard and August, all three of whom do different things today. Per now works as a lawyer in Sweden, August is teacher at a Mormon school, Only Richard remained local to show business, so he brought and translated the West Side Story of Leonard Bernstein into Swedish. We are now listening to the Harrys with a lesser known number, Not Funny. In 1985, the Bobby Sox won the competition in Sweden and brought victory to Norway. Hanna Krogh and Elisabeth Andreasen thrilled the audience with a new swing number. After breaking up in 1988, they made occasional appearance on Norwegian television. Here comes their winning title, Le Dead Swing.
No, it's
we come to the last band of the evening. It is a band for which a certain instrument belongs like no other, the Nickelodeon, a double piano that can be played on both sides. George Kajanus, the band's former singer, is said to have invented it. Here comes Sailor now, and they have one drink too many. Of the Henry Norman Show on WRMI Radio Miami International. The next episode runs on November the 16th. Until then, you can also listen to the Henry Norman Show on the podcast. Simply search for the Henry Norman Show on various podcast sites and enjoy the broadcast wherever you want, whenever you want. If you want the EQSL for the current broadcast, write me your reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. If you run a radio station like the show and have a moderation position, I would be happy to get in touch at the same email address. And one more thing at the end of the show. Elections are coming soon. Does reason win or not? You decide that. So cast your vote. If you don't vote, you get maybe the wrong one. I'm your Henry Norman. Until next time, all the best. Bye-bye.
Ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.